Hey, welcome back to Middle Tech's Weekly Readings. My name is Nate. This is a little bit of a modification of two different blogs that we have recently on our site. It's The Gender Gap by the Numbers by Evan Knowles and Breaking the Gender Gap by Tom Monarch. Now, to be fair, I'm a white guy and the two people who wrote these two blogs are also white guys. We're trying to do our best. We're understanding the gender gap and how we can improve the ecosystem as a whole. Let us know what you think about the weekend readings and about the topic. We're working towards a better ecosystem together. Let's do it. So we all know that the gender gap is real, especially in the technology and startup space. But locally, there aren't a lot of good numbers around female representation. They're just not there. There's a few, and we're going to highlight those. In 2019, Kentucky women who were full-time wage and salary workers had median weekly earnings of $724. Men, $914. So that's only 79.2% for the women. That's according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Only 11% of businesses are founded by females in Kentucky. 11. Nationally, the stats are even more eye-opening. McKinsey analysis shows that women's jobs were 80% more vulnerable than men's during the pandemic. When we talk about VC, venture capital, women-led startups received just 2.3% of VC funding in 2020. That's not a typo. We're not missing a digit. 2.3%. When you take into account that 20% of startups have female founders, that is insane. But think about it. At VC firms, decision makers, the people who decide where the money goes, only 12% of them are female. All VC partners in the US, all partners, decision making or not, 4.9% are female. So that's 95.1% of partners and venture capital in this country are male. When you zoom out globally, we're talking about global venture dollars. We're going to break this into three groups: startups that have male-only founders, startups that have female-only founders, and then the startups that have both. Guess which one got the most money? You're right, it's male. 87% of all global venture dollars went to male-only founders. Female-only founders, 3%. If you just tossed a female into a male co-founded company, you only get 10% of the dollars. That is a crazy statistic. So clearly something needs to be done to help improve equality. And that starts with all of us. We need to bring more awareness to this issue and to these numbers that back it up. But it goes beyond venture capital. It's the whole business space, and we're talking specifically technology and entrepreneurship. It's the whole startup space. Awareness like this is the ultimate first step. But next, we need to take a look at our institutions that are causing this. So let's start early, education systems. We need to make sure that women are being encouraged to follow the same career paths as men do. For example, only about 20% of computer science students and professionals are female. That's clearly a problem. Computer science is everywhere, and it's the future. So we all need to act. We need to realize that when we're hiring, it's more than just making a job available to women. We need to take active measures to include women and tailor our job descriptions to have language that resonates more, or expand our networks into groups where we can specifically target qualified and talented women and thought leaders. In our episode with Whiffle, Laura points out that founders must ask themselves, what are the things that would make women feel comfortable working with you? Or what are the type of things that, from a hiring perspective, maybe we're only looking from the male perspective, what could we do to make this job more attractive to women? When looking for talent, founders should be aware that they need to cast a larger net to get truly qualified women candidates. But we also need to know that it's important to include women from the beginning before a culture dominates a company or an ecosystem. Plain and simple, if bro culture is everywhere, it actually might be too late. Whiffle is amazing locally because it is creating an environment and a culture that women are comfortable being themselves in. which is not something that is true for the entrepreneur ecosystem as a whole in this country. Wiffle has found success because not only do participants feel comfortable in truly being themselves, but because they also see that their presenters do not try to change their reality when they speak to the group. It takes recognizing that everyone is human and everyone has human needs. And this goes beyond just roles that we're posting or organizations like Wiffle. We need to involve women in leadership roles and public-facing roles. This problem is not one that's going to go away quickly because it is so deeply rooted in the entrepreneur ecosystem. Solving this problem will take active planning and action on behalf of all founders and everybody in the community. Fortunately, as more founders are successful in their diversity and inclusion missions, it will become more normalized for women to participate and lead, thus making it easier to destroy the gender gap. Everyone stands to benefit from destroying this gap, so we need to take action now.